Proclamation number 5474 of 29th of August, 1952. Participation in the redemption work. It is not to be a law for you, but you ought to serve with an inner joy and participate in the redemption work. Not the promise of a reward should motivate you to that, but love should urge you to do what helps the souls on earth or in the beyond to be released from Satan's bondage. An unselfish will to help will always result in success, because love then is the strength which achieves everything. And thus you will always receive my blessing if you want to help completely unselfishly. And my blessing means that I myself will help where your strength is too weak. There are many unredeemed souls who have no one on earth to remember them with love. And therefore the path to the light is infinitely difficult for these souls, and they become ever more obstinate where they should give up their resistance in order to reach the light. But I show them all the path they have to take, but again, I can only do it in such a way that they don't compulsorily recognize that path is the right one. I certainly do send them messengers of the light, but they are not recognized by them as such, and therefore they are rarely listened to and their teachings are not accepted as a gain of success. But these souls can only be guided onto the right path by means of instruction. And since they don't believe those and have to put up without the strength of intercession, they remain in darkness for an infinite long time. You, who help in the salvation work, I inform of the hardship in order to stimulate your hearts to intercede, but which Roman 1, in turn, do not demand of you, because only a prayer of love gives strength to those souls. But love cannot be demanded. Yet I describe the hardship of these souls to you as immense, and yet you cannot measure their torment from which I would like to release them and also want to do so if you contribute to it, if you give them loving thoughts and want to help them from within. An unbending will can thereby become soft. A hard, defiant spirit can become pliable and draw strength from you because you want to help it. Consider that you are all children of my love and that you are all close to my heart. But that you, who dwell close to me, are far more blessed than your brothers who languish far away from me in powerlessness and darkness. Carry light to them, impart strength to them. For you who receive abundantly from me, can give to them, and love shall stimulate you to do so. You will thus prove that you are my children, that I myself can work in you, as it were. And then the work on the fallen brothers will not be in vain. You will then show them a path which they will willingly take, and I will stretch out my hands towards them so that they will safely reach the destination. So that they, too, will return to the Father's house they once left voluntarily. Amen.